To the Sunday sesh with the Thinker Girls. Now, Christy, your friend has just started dating somebody.
We call her Miss Single because she's been single, and that might be a bit nasty. Aww. No. It's like a joke between us. She loves it.
Does she?
But she's just, she's, I think she did. Actually, I can't remember.
No one comes up with that name for themselves.
Did she say she loves it or did you say we love it?
But this is the way that she says it. She's like, I'm Miss Single. Okay, like, she's a woo girl, like through and through. So she's the one that's like, shots, woo. She loves it. Yeah. So this is like a big thing for her and a big thing for all of us, because I reckon in the 5 years that I've known her, she's never even really seen a guy, which is great because she's completely happy doing what she's doing.
She's Miss Single.
Because she's Miss Single. Okay, well now she's not quite Miss Single. It's not quite not Miss Single, but she's on that verge. And I met the guy that she has been seeing.
Okay,
and
not boyfriend yet.
It's not boyfriend yet, but it's at that stage where they're exclusive. They're not seeing anybody else. And she, after I had met him, I was giving her a lift. So when we were in the car, she did the whole, so what do you think?
Shut.
I like that you better. But I wanted to be honest with her. She's one of my best mates. And the moment that this came out of my mouth, I regretted it. I said, yeah, he's lovely, but he seems like a bit of a footy boy.
Oh.
And she goes, what do you mean he's
you
a footy
guys
boy?
You guys are really awful friends.
No, I'm just honest.
Explain footy boy.
And that's exactly what she said. Well, what's a footy boy? But immediately she kind of knew that there was this semi-negative connotation it actually meant.
Before you actually explain it, it kind of does. It's like going, oh, you look good.
Like a hesitation there with you.
But I didn't say it in a hesitation. I said he's a lovely guy, but he seems like a bit of a footy boy.
He's a lovely guy.
No, but he is a lovely guy. But he's a real bloke's bloke. And I don't know, like,
Let's dissect the footy boy. Yes. Let's face it here. There are a type of guy that have, again, generalising, because every single footballer is this guy. So before you start throwing rocks at us, relax. Mm. We know that everyone isn't like this. But a lot of guys that do play footy fall under the category of, oh my God, I haven't had to do a lot for my life. Therefore, I have these expectations that everything's going to come my way, women included.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they have this air of arrogance that is kind of like, I don't have to do as much as you.
But maybe I've been scarred because my ex, or my first ever boyfriend, was a real footy boy.
Okay.
And like you say, just because you play footy doesn't mean you're
I've got
a specific
friends
guy.
That are footy blokes that don't fall under this, but there are a lot
but
of them.
But he was a footy boy. And I'm saying it like that because there was this whole pack mentality that he would go away on boys trip and he would turn off his phone. Mm. I would not hear from him for like 5 days and five nights. Yeah. And I'm wondering whether he's still alive. And then he kind of would surface as if, you know, what are you bloody stressed about?
Yeah,
that
throw
you're worried
it back
where
at
I am.
You, like,
would
this
throw
is
it
life.
Back at me. Yeah. And I think when I met Mr. X, and I won't say Mr. Footy Boy's name because I'll get in trouble.
And you've already called him an X. That's not great.
Yeah. Well, he's lovely, but a footy boy. Him. I kind of got that vibe, and it really took me back to this past relationship. Mm. And I didn't want to be a bitch to my mate, but she said to me, I want your honest opinion. And that was my honest opinion.
And so what was her response to this?
Well, she was mad at me because she said, you're saying it as if it's a negative thing. And I was trying to say, it's not a negative thing, but that's the vibe. I got this real vibe.
Well, it is a negative thing because if he's that guy, so again, not everybody, but if he's the guy we're explaining, douchebags. Douchebags. Yeah. Your mate can do better.
And she can.
Yeah. So basically the bottom line is a footy boy is an absolute label for douchebag.
So if your boyfriend goes missing for 5 days, that is a footy boy.
Thank you. Well, no. Yes.
Because that's what yours did. Went missing for five.
Yeah, or goes under that category.
Under that category. Like, you're soft, mate. Don't answer your phone. Misses us. They're bad.
Kristen, you're sounding like you're hurting from a bit of your past. Let's let her have the five-day experience and then we'll see what happens.
And then she'll come back, get me on the phone. Then she'll agree
Tommy's
that he's a footy boy.
I bloody hate footy, she'll come back and say.
Yeah.
The Sunday Sesh with the Thinker Girls.